Hello, I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, April 30th. This is from Capitol Coverage. Governor Jared Polis says it will soon be easier for residents to get tested for coronavirus. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The state is currently testing about 3,000 people per day, but Polis says the goal is to test at least 5,000 each day by the end of May. To do that, he says supplies are being sent to dozens of new community testing sites statewide. He also says results are now available within 24 hours.
It's incredibly important because the sooner people can get back test results, the sooner we can activate the tracing and isolation.
Ramping up testing will be important during the so-called safer at home phase when more people are returning to work. Polis says the state is also starting to test more workers without symptoms at nursing homes to prevent outbreaks in those facilities. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Many big cities are seeing COVID-19 cases fall, but rural counties are seeing the exact opposite. That's according to a new analysis by the Daily Yonder, a rural news outlet. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains.
Tim Marima is Daily Yonder's editor and helped with the analysis. He says they looked into this because rural areas have older populations with higher rates of pre-existing conditions.
If it spreads in rural America, it could be a big problem for those residents because of their vulnerability. So then the question becomes, is it spreading?
The analysis shows that rural counties with fewer than 50,000 people have seen their cases increase over the last month. However, there was some good news. Rural areas represent 15% of the nation's population, but only 10% of the nation's COVID cases, which implies distance does help. Farming and mining counties have lower infection rates, but he says towns with meatpacking plants, prisons, vacation homes, and manufacturing plants have seen higher numbers. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
As a follow-up, here's an updated count of coronavirus numbers in three local counties. This report was compiled with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel and press releases from Montrose and Delta counties. In Mesa County, COVID-19 numbers have seen a slight increase this week with four new cases. Mesa County's case count was at 37 positive cases last week. As of today, there are 44 positive cases, and 35 of those individuals have recovered. About 1,200 individuals have been tested in Mesa County, according to county officials. At the hospitals, fewer COVID-19 patients have been reported. Hospitals in the region continue to see very few patients come through. Six Mesa County residents have been hospitalized, with five that have been discharged. With elective surgeries allowed to resume under state protocols, health officials are beginning to see more activity in clinics. According to one count, 30 surgeries have been done this week, with orthopedics being the biggest draw. In Montrose County, two positive cases were reported, along with 14 negative tests. As of last night, 97 cases of COVID-19 were reported in Montrose County, with one presumptive positive test. 11 deaths have occurred in the county due to the coronavirus, and there are five patients hospitalized. 77 positive tests are recorded that report as self-recovered. And in Delta County, the Delta County Health Department reported 7 new probable cases of COVID-19, bringing the total to 41 in Delta County. One death has been reported in the county. All 7 of the new cases are males who reported that they self-isolated and recovered. Further, the probable cases were found during an outbreak investigation in another county. All cases were symptomatic, self-isolated, and have recovered. To date, 301 tests have been administered at Delta County Memorial Hospital, and 33 tests have been administered at Delta County Health Department. As states begin relaxing stay-at-home orders, some hospitals are opening their doors to elective surgeries once again. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
69-year-old Deborah Larson of Ivins, Utah, has a bad knee.
My knee gives out and I fall down and hurt myself.
But her knee replacement surgery was postponed this week by her hospital because she's over the age of 65.
I would like to know where this policy came from and why they seem to think that all seniors are, you know, like old and firm, going to get sick, because that's not true.
Larson says she's healthy and active, but here are some numbers. People 65 and older account for 80% of deaths from the novel coronavirus here in the United States. And that's in part because our immune system weakens as we age. And this is why her hospital is continuing to deny elective surgeries for those 65 and older. A spokesperson for Intermountain Health pointed to Utah state guidelines for reopening. They say that, at least for now, elective surgeries like Larson's should be for low-risk patients only. So, unfortunately, Larson will need to wait. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Those stories came to us from the Mountain West News Bureau, a partnership between public media stations from around the region. And finally today, this is from the Colorado News Connection. Statewide foundations are scrambling to find creative ways to make sure everyone gets counted in the 2020 census during the coronavirus pandemic. Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado's foundations are going all in on efforts to ensure an accurate count in the 2020 census, and with daily life upended by the coronavirus pandemic, the call is out for creative ways to engage all Coloradans in the once-a-decade tally. Denver-based Next 50 Initiative is handing out $750,000 in grants to groups who can reach hard-to-count older adults across the state. Diana McPhail with the private foundation says previous outreach plans relied on person-to-person contact and community gatherings.
With those being taken out of the realm of possibility because of COVID, it's really important now more than ever to raise awareness and educate older adult populations on the importance of Census 2020 participation.
More than $1.5 trillion federal tax dollars each year are at stake, including hundreds of millions distributed to Colorado for programs that the state's residents rely on, including education, veterans, healthcare, housing, and children's programs, road construction, and more. I'm Eric Galatis.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, April 30th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.